Johnston Hobbs. He is the coach of the Omaha Filthballers, also locally the 224 Performance Baseball in Raleigh. Johnston, we appreciate the time. When's the season start up for the Filthballers?
We officially start games tomorrow. The Filthballers' first game will be Saturday night. We have a TV deal. We'll be the first TV game.
Yes, huge
this summer for Corn Belt. The Filthballers, absolutely.
Yes. Is there a stream?
It would be the yes, they are on Nebraska Channel News. I believe it's what it's
called. Text me the stream.
Oh no, I need to find. Somebody's got to post that on Reddit.
I will text it to you, and you can check it out. And it'll probably be the only game that our uniforms are clean, so you'll catch us at the beginning of the season.
Johnston Hobbs joining us on the OG on the Progressive Heating and Air Hotline. I'm Joe Giglio. That's Joe Ovius. And kind of on a serious note here, Johnston, you're a coach in the Corn Belt Summer Collegiate League, and you're also in charge of the COVID-19 protocol for the league and the players. And what were some of the things that you came up with to try to keep the players safe?
Well, actually, I'm not so much in charge of it as I help kind of write it, because I also have a little risk management background. You know, the league has been extremely proactive, and I got to take my hat off, you know, to everybody that works with the Corn Belt League, Joe Siwa and Terry Sissel, and everything, the logistics that they've had to go through to make this happen, because this is just incredible, you know, time for all of us. And to put together six teams of 25 guys, and you're playing on one field and host families, it's a tedious task, to say the least. Basically what we're doing is, you know, when you come to, there are two different things for the players and for the ballpark. You know, we are constantly disinfecting the dugouts before and after practice. We are, people are asked to wear masks at games. There'll be a limited number of attendants. They will have to socially distance. Outside bleachers will be for player use only, so we'll have a limited number of players in the dugout. People will have to exit the ballpark immediately upon completion of the game, and there'll be no concessions. So for me, that's great, because now they got to really sit there and focus on the game instead of running and buying hot dogs and sodas and everything else.
Now, we still got phones, right? We still got phones.
Yes. Still got phones.
Okay.
So you're right. They can text and whatever it is. I don't even begin to talk about all the apps the players use. But there'll be much less opportunities to be distracted this year than any year.
Johnston Hobbs, 224 Performance Baseball in Raleigh, and more importantly, the Filthballers in Omaha in the Corn Belt Summer Collegiate League, joining us on the OG on the Progressive Heating and Air Hotline. And Johnston, if you could make this thing work in Omaha, is there hope, do you think, on obviously a little bit larger scale, that Major League Baseball can make this work?
Sure. The things that we're doing are scalable. You know, they're not impossible to do in larger scale. I mean, they're happening all over the country. You know, it's just, it's a great example where two sides got to come together, you know, and get the deal done. You know, the Major League Baseball owners were saying, hey, look, you know, we want to give you a prorated salary. But that first deal was dependent upon having fans in the stands. If there are no fans in the stands, then we only want to be liable for up to, 50 to 80% of it. Because I think part of what everybody's forgetting is, you know, let's say you have half the games. You only have 81 or 80 games this season. Only 40 of those are at home. So now your revenue stream from tickets are cut in half. And if there are no fans, you know, you still got to pay the people in the stadium to get the stuff right. They got to take care of everybody. Now, from the player standpoint, I get it too. Hey, I may only make 33% of my salary this year, you know, based on me playing 60 or 80 games. What if I get hurt? The thing is, the owners want fewer games because they incur fewer expenses that way. The longer the season goes, the more it costs them. So they're trying to go 45, 50 games and only guarantee X amount so they don't lose money. But, you know, they're billionaires, and I'm pretty sure they made it last year and they'll make it again next year. But there are some good signs. I think the extended playoff stuff is going to be great for baseball, particularly with, the agreement expiring at the end of 2021. And they're going to have to do this all over again. So this could be a really good step forward in the right direction for not just this year, but the years to come.
Johnson Hobbs joining us. He's local to four performance baseball in Raleigh, but he's also the coach of the Omaha Filth Ballers, which is about to start up the baseball league in America that will be playing the Corn Belt Collegiate Summer League. And I am curious, getting back to your protocols, I know you just kind of listed all the things that you'll be doing in order to try to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but as we've seen in countless situations, heck, we've seen this in college. We've seen this in the NFL. We've seen this with the NBA as guys are getting ramped back up. What happens if somebody does test positive for coronavirus while in the league, while you guys are back in action?
Great question. So far, we've dodged that bullet. But we have had some instances where people have been exposed to people that have had it. The immediate protocol is they're gone for 10 days. So they're isolated, they're tested, they can't even come back until 10 days after they test negative. I think we had a player whose girlfriend tested positive for it, but he hasn't been around since then. So he's got to quarantine, he's got to get tested. We have rules and regulations in place for how many people can be in a family with these host families. And I talk to my team every day, tell them, listen, you guys have got to be smart. The rules are the same here as they are anywhere. If you're trying to go out and have a good time this summer, then you're not in the right place. You need to be playing baseball because you missed your season. One guy can mess it up for the entire league. Mm-hmm. So, the honesty part is good. You got to report it. Then the league immediately takes action. Those people are isolated and they have to test. And that limits all the variables.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Johnson. You have college players out there. And with the draft only being five rounds this year, you probably have even more than you normally would have based on their professional opportunities. I would assume you guys are actually going to have some decent baseball out there.
Yeah. We've got more people than we did last year, and we've got kids that were going to go to other leagues as well, but those leagues didn't either start on time or not going to play due to like all the travel or hotel stays or what have you. That's a great thing about this league is we don't have to travel. There's an influx of some new talent in this league. We do have, I personally have 6-7 guys coming back from last year, so they're better. So it's going to be some really good games. And from what I've seen, we had a scrimmage yesterday and did very well. And then, we start up on Saturday, but everything I've seen is overall the league is looking a lot more talented, at least from the catcher standpoint. I did a catcher's clinic last week. And I worked with 14 catchers from the league, and from top to bottom, we're much higher quality overall than all the catchers put together last year.
Johnson Hobbs, he is the head coach of the Filth Ballers in Omaha. Now, this is a real thing, folks, and they're actually starting to play. They'll play this weekend, the Corn Belt Collegiate Summer League. Appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend. Stay safe, and we'll have to check in and see how things are going because, we got to wait for Major League Baseball, so you're the baseball we got.
And send us the stream.
Well, I'll take it.
Send us the stream, Johnson.
I will, definitely.
All right. Johnson Hobbs here on the OG. I'm Joe Ovius. That's Joe Giglio.